using anapanasati and from anapanasati proceed to vipassana until the liberation is realized. And please don't think that it's theory only. As your meditation advances, you can experience what I have shared with you yesterday. It's because you are not very familiar or your meditation is not advanced yet. Therefore, you cannot follow what I say. And this practice is also mentioned in Anapanasati Sutta, and it's also the way how Venerable Sariputta practiced. However, if you cannot discern so many mental factors, or you can't even discern one, you should not feel disappointed. Why? Because Arahan Nagasena told King Mininda, he said, "Oh King, the Buddha, the Tathagata, has done a very difficult thing. A very difficult thing. What is that difficult thing that Tathagata has done? He defined the difference between, very slight difference between each mental factors. And the Tathagata defines there is contact, there is consciousness, there is mindfulness, there is feeling, there is perception." So from what Venerable Arahan Nagasena said, you should understand how difficult it is to differentiate each mental factors because they are very close. The meaning is so close. So in order to define one by one, it's extremely difficult. I think this only done by Venerable Sariputta, who is foremost in wisdom. And the difficult is more difficult than defining each sand on the bank of River Ganges. This sand come from which river? That sand come from which river? Even more difficult than defining where the sand comes from which river. So if you cannot even feel one mental factor, don't feel disappointed. Okay? And if you can feel one or two mental factors and know the difference between each other, you should feel delight. You should feel joyful, happy. Know that you are a person sharp in wisdom. And some people, because you never know this way of practice and you never know Abhidhamma, therefore you cannot understand what I say. If you want to know more, then you can go to my website. I have written the Abhidhamma book, then you can study in detail. Once you understand the meaning of each mental factors, it becomes very easy for you. Okay. The second thing I want to say is about the light. As I say, concentration produces light, and wisdom also produces light. So yesterday, there are two yogis reported to me that while they are listening, while I give the instruction and they follow the instruction, listening the mental factors, the light becomes brighter. Brighter than before. Therefore, it shows that when I give you the instruction, it's not a distraction. If you can follow closely what I say, then the wisdom becomes sharp. Therefore, the light becomes brighter than before. This also shows that wisdom produces light. So therefore many times I have reminded you, if you cannot see light during concentration, it doesn't matter, because when you practice vipassana, the light also will come. And vipassana is much more important. Okay? Then another interesting question. Where the light comes from? I think most of you want to know where the light comes from. I remember 10 years ago, I gave a talk in California. 100 audience, all Americans. And after my talk, I talk about the light, extending the light. You can extend your light. Suppose you have light. You can extend the light as far as possible. You can shine the light wherever you want to shine. So when I talk about this light, after the talk, one American approached me and told me, "Sister, you are talking about magic." So he thought I'm talking about magic. This shows that many things we cannot experience ourselves. Therefore, because he cannot experience the light, therefore he thought I'm talking about magic. So what we cannot experience ourselves, it doesn't mean that it is not there. Okay. And in the first day I said that about 40% of the yogis may experience the light. To my surprise, now I discover 70%. 70% of yogis see the light and progress very, very fast. What is the reason? Because you practice diligently. Because you are mindful of the breath all the times. Because you keep silent. Because of your own effort that you are making very good progress. So where the light comes from? As I say, every mental state produces four elements. Every mental state produces four elements, and these four elements arise in the group of we call rupa kalapa, particles. Rupa kalapa is Pali word, translate as particles. And in each particle, there is eight elements. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, and color. There's one called color. So with the concentration, the concentrated mind can produce many kalapa here, outside the nostril. And concentrated mind produce the many kalapa or particles bound by consciousness. We have said four elements, there are four causes for the arising of four elements: karma, mind, food, and temperature. So the concentrated mind can produce a lot of four elements in a group of kalapa, internally as well as externally. So in each kalapa there is fire element. Fire element. And fire element has the potentiality to reproduce new generation of kalapa or particles. And this fire element were based on the concentrated mind. The particles produced by the concentrated mind become bright because of that color. That color will become bright. But the particles produced by mind only occur internally. So some people can see inside the body is very bright. If you pay inside, you will see. But now we do not pay inside, therefore some people cannot see. They only see the light externally. And the fire element in each particles reproduce another generation of particles externally. So externally, there are also many particles produced by the fire element, which is based on the concentrated mind. And because of the concentrated mind, the color in each particles here, we are breathing in, breathing out, many particles here. Some people can see, some people cannot see. So concentrate here, air is a group of particles. So in each particles, there is color. And because of your concentrated mind, the color becomes bright, brilliant. This is how the light comes. Not magic. It's very scientific. And this light, you can expand it if you want. If you are a master, if you have already mastered your meditation, you can extend the light or expand it, or you can shine it as far as possible, but not do now because your concentration is not stable yet. So this is how the light comes. Okay, the next one. Today, I will only do personal interview. There is no group interview today because each group has 3 chances. If I do today, not fair to next group. So, no group interview, only personal interview. And also because I'm very, very tired. And the next one, 10 minutes before the end of this sitting, I will try the bell. So I give you 10 minutes to discern mental factors. So first, if you listen the first bell, then you should start discern mental factors. No matter how good your concentration, I would like you to change to discerning mental factors because it is very beneficial for you. Then you should emphasize only 4 mental factors. If you cannot see 4, see 1 or 2 enough. The first one is mindfulness. Because you are practicing mindfulness of breath all the time. So you must understand what is this mindfulness. Mindfulness means not forgetting the breath. When you are breathing in, breathing out, then you lost the mindfulness. You do not know the breath anymore. This means no more mindfulness. All mindfulness is aware, just aware. Bare awareness of the breath is called mindfulness. Try to understand this mental factor of mindfulness. Okay. Second, effort. Effort. Trying again and again, trying again and again to be aware of the breath is called effort. So you try to see how the mind trying again, again, again. If you don't try again and again, the mind just go scattering around. So once the mind scattering around, you see the effort to pull the mind back to stay on the breath. This is called effort. Try to see it. And the third one is feeling. Feeling is very important. So try how the mind feel the pleasantness or neutral of the breath. Sometimes the moment you can feel the in-breath and out-breath, there's some pleasantness of the breath. Then know it is feeling. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I think 3 enough. Too many, you get mixed up. So try to see this 3. And in fact, another one is contact. Contact is the most easy one. Can you feel the air touches somewhere? There's contact already. Without that touching, how you know the air? Even no touching, you know in-breath and out-breath. No, there's contact. That causes consciousness to know. Okay, if you can see, see four. If cannot, see three. If cannot, see two. If you cannot, see one. If cannot, concentrate on your breath only. Okay, let's stop.